Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. The Kingdom of Judah, a beacon of monotheism in a polytheistic world, stands at a crossroads of history. Around her, great empires rise and fall. To the north, the Assyrian juggernaut, swallowing nations with insatiable hunger. To the south, the ancient land of Egypt, with its enigmatic allure and fading glory. In this tumultuous era, King Hezekiah reigns, a ruler unlike his father, Ahaz. Hezekiah, a reformer, a man who sought to cleanse the land of idolatry, to restore the temple, and to bring his people back to the worship of the one true God. His reforms, his faith, his zeal, mark a bright chapter in the story of his people.
I am Hezekiah, first of my name, son of Ahaz, grandson of Jotham, of the house of David, by the grace of the Lord, the God of Israel, anointed 13th king of Judah. I reign by divine providence over the people chosen by the Lord, entrusted to shepherd his flock and uphold his laws. In my hand rests the scepter of Jerusalem, the city of David, the chosen seat of the Lord's temple. It is under my watch that our lands flourish, our people worship in righteousness, and our kingdom stands as evidence of the Lord's covenant. As the guardian of the faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I serve the Lord with all my heart. It is He who empowers me to lead Judah in paths of justice and righteousness, and to defend our sacred heritage against the encroachments of foreign powers. When I ascended the throne of David, Judah was adrift in the shadows of idolatry and fear. My heart ached at the sight of the high places, the altars raised to foreign gods. The temple of our God stood neglected, its doors closed, a vivid symbol of the spiritual decay that had gripped our land. It was clear to me, revival was not a matter of choice, but of necessity. I destroyed the bronze serpent that Moses had made, because it had become an object of idol worship. I established a universal education system for young boys, ensuring that the study of the Torah was not limited to the priestly or elite classes. I recall the day I ordered the doors of the Lord's house to be repaired and opened. The priests and Levites, cloaked in neglect, rose to the call of purification. What a joyous time when the forgotten Passover was once again celebrated, not just by Judah, but by all who came from Israel. It was a feast of unity, a testament to the power of returning to the Lord. My reign, however, has not been without its shadows. The Assyrian threat loomed like a dark cloud over our prosperity. Those were days of turmoil, when the world's superpower sought to crush our spirit and our faith. But amidst the political chaos, the Lord provided a messenger of divine wisdom, the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah, a man of tremendous faith and piercing insight. Our paths have crossed often, each encounter marked by the gravity of his prophecies and the comfort of his assurances. He is more than a prophet. He is a counselor, a guiding light in times of doubt and fear. Through Isaiah, the Lord has spoken not just to my mind, but to my soul. He reminds me that our battles are not won by might or power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. The siege of Jerusalem by the Assyrians tested the very core of my faith. Surrounded and outnumbered, the taunts of the Assyrian envoys echoed off the walls of our beloved city, sowing seeds of despair among the people. But despair was a luxury I could not afford. I sought the Lord in the temple, laying the blasphemous letters that I had received before Him, beseeching His intervention. Isaiah's words brought hope in our darkest hour. The Lord would defend Jerusalem for His own sake and for David's sake. And true to His promise, the city was delivered miraculously. The angel of the Lord struck down the Assyrian camp, and Jerusalem stood unscathed, a testament to the faithfulness of our God.
But, as is true for all mortals, Hezekiah's time on earth is shadowed by the inevitability of human frailty. Disease comes to the palace, creeping into the very chambers of the king. Hezekiah, the mighty ruler, the reformer, now lies on his bed, a shadow of his former self.
Abijah, send for Isaiah. Tell him that I need to regain my strength. Inquire of him as to the remedy for this pain that will not let me go.
My Lord, the prophet Isaiah is here.
Come in, my friend. Come in. It is good to see you.
Your grace.
Abijah has told you of my troubles. What must I do to get out of this bed? There is much to be done.
This is what the Lord God Almighty says. Set your affairs in order, for you are going to die. You will not recover from this illness. I am sorry, Your Grace.
What? Surely you jest. Have I not walked faithfully before the Lord? Have I not done what is right in His eyes?
Your faith and reforms have not gone unnoticed by the Lord. You have served the Lord well. And now, having outlived your father, your time has come.
How can this be? I have not finished my work. There are more reforms to be wrought, and I have no heir to carry on my line.
The ways of the Lord are beyond our understanding.
I am not ready. I do not wish to die.
It is in the Lord's hands now. Turn to Him, Hezekiah. Pour out your heart before Him.
I will seek Him in prayer.
Upon hearing the news of his impending death, Hezekiah turns his face to the wall and prays to the Lord. His prayer is one of heartfelt pleading, wherein he reminds God of his faithful and wholehearted service, and how he has walked before him in truth and with a devoted heart. Hezekiah also weeps bitterly as he prays. Isaiah leaves him. Not long thereafter, Abijah announces the return of the prophet.
Hezekiah, the Lord has heard your prayer and seen your tears. He has a message for you.
Tell me, Isaiah, what does the Lord say?
This is what the Lord says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life and will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David.
Praise be to the Lord. His mercy and compassion are boundless.
Yes, the Lord has shown mercy, but He also gives you a sign.
A sign.
The Lord will make the shadow, cast by the sun, on the stairway of Ahaz, go back 10 steps it has gone down. This shall be the sign from the Lord that He will do what He has promised.
Truly, our God is a God of wonders. His promises are sure and His power is unmatched.
Remember this grace, and continue to walk faithfully before the Lord all your days.
By His grace, I shall. My life and my reign are in His hands, and I will dedicate my remaining years to serving Him with even greater zeal. Thank you, Isaiah, for being the Lord's faithful messenger. Let us prepare for the temple sacrifice. There is much to be done to give thanks and praise to our God.
It will be as you say. The Lord be with you.
To be continued.